Welcome to The Brief by Kuro House, your daily dose of marketing insights to keep you sharp and ahead of the curve. Today, we're diving into some major moves in ad tech, a pivotal moment for one of advertising's biggest holding companies, and why Atlanta's brand deserves a lot more attention than it gets. Let's get right into it. First up, a big shakeup in the world of agency holding companies. According to Adweek, IPG, Interpublic Group, just reported its last earnings as a public company before its acquisition by Omnicom Group closes. The numbers are revealing. Global revenues dropped 5% year over year, landing at $2.5 billion, with US revenues down 5.4%. Salaries and related expenses also dipped by 6.4%, but interestingly, operating income jumped by 65% to $219 million. IPG's adjusted EBITDA margin before billable expenses, restructuring, and deal costs stood at 18.5%. If you are an IPG shareholder, you'll be interested to know you'll receive 0.344 Omnicom shares for every IPG share you own, or cash, depending on the terms. Post-merger, Omnicom shareholders will own about 60.6% of the combined company, while IPG shareholders get 39.4%. In their 10Q filing, IPG stated, "As a result of the merger, we will cease to be a publicly traded company. This marks the end of an era and the start of a new chapter for two of the industry's giants." Switching gears to ad tech, Life360, the family location and safety app, is making headlines with a $120 million acquisition of Nativo, as reported by Adweek. This deal is a strategic play. Life360 is blending its rich location and behavioral insights with Nativo's publisher network and programmatic ad tools. Nativo's native ad platform already has direct integrations with big names like Time and Ziff Davis. The result? Advertisers can now reach families not just within Life360's app, but across mobile, web, and connected TV. Life360 is positioning itself as a family-safe ad platform and moving toward becoming a full-funnel advertising player. Lauren Antonoff, Life360's CEO, called it an exciting step forward as we build a durable, mission-aligned advertising business. This move shows how mobile apps are leveraging their unique data and user bases to carve out bigger roles in the ad ecosystem. Now, let's talk about city branding, specifically Atlanta. At Adweek's Brandweek conference, music icon Ludacris and Tony Ressler, owner of the Atlanta Hawks and executive chairman of Aries Management, sat down to discuss why Atlanta's brand is underappreciated and what should be done about it. Ludacris credits Atlanta's collaborative and diverse creative scene for its rise in the music industry and sees similar momentum in film and business. Ressler, on the other hand, emphasizes the city's unique community-driven business environment, noting that owning a basketball team is about more than just sports, it's about stewarding a community asset. The Hawks upgraded facilities, for example, impact a downtown that draws up to 25 million people a year. Ressler points out that despite Atlanta's assets, like the world's busiest airport and top-tier universities, it still has a marketing problem. He believes Atlanta should be better at building its brand as the capital of the Southeast and an ideal home for Fortune 500 headquarters. Both Ludacris and Ressler are focused on legacy and empowering the next generation of Atlantans to build their own brands and businesses. The takeaway: Atlanta is a powerhouse waiting to be recognized, and its leaders are determined to change the narrative. That's all for today's brief. As we watch legacy companies transform, ad tech platforms expand their reach, and cities rethink their brand strategy, one thing is clear: the marketing landscape is constantly evolving, and there's always a new story on the horizon. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, staying curious is the best way to stay ahead. Catch you tomorrow for more insights from The Brief by Kuro House.